This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, June 23rd, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes the return of the Sons of Brasil, July 20th at 3 p.m. at 21C Hotel in Bentonville. The Sons of Brasil will perform jazz, samba, and bossa nova with a flavor and passion one might think could only be found at a nightclub in Brazil. This series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. Tickets are available online at KUAF.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, coverage from a groundbreaking ceremony for Bentonville's new high school. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums attended the event earlier today and has a report. Plus, a conversation with the author of The Indicted South, Public Criticism, Southern Inferiority, and the Politics of Whiteness. Also, an update on an Arkansas gay marriage case filed last summer, the latest installment of Arkansongs, and more. But first, Arkansas's Democratic and Republican gubernatorial rivals are still at odds over what to do about the number of inmates in state prisons. Republican Asa Hutchinson and Democrat Mike Ross traded remarks over alternative sentencing for nonviolent offenders last week at the 80th convention of the Arkansas Municipal League. Ross pushed for reducing the number of incarcerated nonviolent drug offenders. Hutchinson characterized Ross's plan as lenient on nonviolent crime.
If somebody's home is burglarized, that's not a violent crime. But if they do it multiple times, then prison has to be a consequence. And so you just can't have a simplistic approach.
Ross said Hutchinson's portrayal of his plan to include allowing burglars and white-collar criminals out of prison is, quote, just plumb silly.
Does it really make sense that 52% of our prison population are folks that are there on nonviolent crimes? That does not mean that some nonviolent criminals do not need to be in prison. Of course they do. Particularly what I spoke to was about 42% of our inmates today are locked up on drug-related charges. I think if it's a first offense, what they really need is drug treatment.
Both gubernatorial candidates agree the state cannot continue to burden county jails with state inmates. Ross said an additional prison might be necessary, but only if it's tied to reforms, like adding job training programs for inmates. Hutchinson also said additional state prison beds are needed to relieve counties and to keep more people locked up who might otherwise be released early. Hutchinson argued against reforms, saying imprisonment itself could be useful in reforming behavior. Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport has a new master plan after the airport's board of directors approved the long-range planning document last week. Kelly Johnson, the executive director of XNA, says the main goal of the plan is to have a roadmap as airport officials move forward looking at specific planning periods.
We do an inventory and then do employment forecasts looking at the needs of the facilities, both land side and air side, going into a 5-year considered a short-term planning period, a 10-year which is considered midterm, and a 20-year planning period. So it gives us a good idea of the what-ifs of if traffic does this, we would need to look at these kinds of facilities and modifications, additions, deletions, that kind of thing.
Kelly says the last time the airport updated its master plan was in 2002.
Since then, we took a look at the old master plan and actually went through and highlighted the projects we had done in the 5- and 10-year planning periods, and then looked at the projects that weren't on the master plan that we had actually added. So it was time for an update. The facilities have grown a lot since 2002. We've added to the building multiple occasions, a lot of regulatory changes within the FAA and the other governing agencies which deal with the airport. So we needed to make some alignments to that existing plan.
Two of the biggest projects included in the updated master plan are a new access road and construction of a parking deck at the airport. We'll have more about the master plan on tomorrow's Ozarks at Large. A master plan of another sort is being developed in Bella Vista. Tomorrow night, the Bella Vista Property Owners Association and the Bella Vista Foundation will hold a public input meeting to develop a trails master plan within the city. Tom Pyatt is the president of the Bella Vista Foundation, and he says though Bella Vista was developed about a half century ago by Cooper Communities, now is the time to get serious about developing a comprehensive trail system.
Through that development and later years, there's been a number of trails incorporated within the village. But today's environment and today's population, through several different surveys that have been taken here in the last few years, there's really an obvious need for more trails and more walking, more recreation capabilities, including biking, hiking, running, jogging, etc. And also in the Northwest Arkansas community, there's been a significant effort here recently. An example is the 36-mile Razorback Trail that's almost complete now between Fayetteville and Bentonville.
He says a trail system in Bella Vista would connect to the Razorback Regional Greenway, likely continuing the trail nearly to the Missouri border. But that's just one part of a potential trail system.
It will have a corridor of trails and provide connectivity. We're talking about both the hard surface trails and soft surface trails, but very durable trails. And it'll be a comprehensive plan that covers the entirety of Bella Vista's 38,000 acres. We have about 600 miles of streets. Obviously, not all those streets need trails, but to weave through, to go through the entire village.
Pyatt says Alta Planning and Design, the group who has helped design the Razorback Greenway, is helping develop the Bella Vista Trails Master Plan. Development of the master plan has been funded by a grant to the Bella Vista Foundation from the Walton Family Foundation. The input meeting for the master plan will be held tomorrow from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Reardon Hall. A long-serving officer of the University of Arkansas Police Department will retire at the end of this month. Captain Vance Rice is the head of police services for UAPD, and during his 25 years with the department, he has worked as a patrol officer, criminal investigations lieutenant, and various other positions. Upon leaving June 30th, he will continue his law enforcement career as the chief of police at Mississippi State University. A routine bridge inspection will cause lane closures for the next few days in Fort Smith and Van Buren. According to the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, inspection of the Arkansas River Bridge on Highway 64 between the two cities will require closing the outside eastbound lane today and tomorrow, while the outside westbound lane will be closed Wednesday and Thursday. The closures will last between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., weather permitting, and traffic will be controlled using barrels and warning signs. Beginning today in Fayetteville, part of Lafayette Street near the U of A campus will be closed. According to the city, the south side of Lafayette and the west side of Mock Avenue will be closed between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. as crews relocate a water line. The work is expected to last through August 4th. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will take 2 days off before beginning a road trip through Texas. Yesterday, the Nats ended their latest homestand with a 10-6 loss to Tulsa. The Nats will be back home on July 2nd. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows from 65 in Northwest Arkansas to 69 in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly sunny tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs around 85. Expect partly cloudy conditions tomorrow night with a slight chance of showers and lows from 66 to 69 degrees.